poets to come, orators, singers, musicians to come. Not today is to justify me and answer what I am for, but you, a new brood, native, athletic, continental, greater than before known. Arouse, for you must justify me. I myself but write one or two indicative words for the future, but I advance a moment only to wheel and hurry back in the darkness. I am a man who, sauntering along without fully stopping, turns a casual look upon you and then averts his face, leaving it to you to prove and define it, expecting the main things from you.
Congratulations, you've made it through the week, you've made it to Friday night, and you've made it to World Poetry Open Mic. And I am one of your hosts. I am J. Todd Underhill, poet extraordinaire. I'm being joined by the two greatest, most creative forces in radio, Mr. Michael Amade.
Well, hey, how are you? That's quite an introduction there.
Yeah, I know. I'm over the top tonight.
Epic.
Epic. I've got an epic revelation, too, but we'll come to that in a moment.
Okay.
Also introducing our other co-host, please welcome the man behind the board. He is the Board Monkey.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Welcome. Thank you for being the most talented man of our crew.
Really? Of our generation.
Of our generation.
That's weird. Okay. Let's not go too far.
Okay. Now that the sucking up is done.
Okay.
All right.
Now that I've sucking up is done, I've got some problems with you people.
I know. No. I want to get this out in the open. There's been a lot of speculation and debate for my 25 years of writing.
Oh, that's right.
And I just want everyone to know that I have used performance-enhancing drugs for doing poetry. I am serious. Caffeine, nicotine. Unfortunately, I did at one point in time delve into the Hunter S. Thompson, Timothy Leary edge of that too. And having walked both edges of that double-edged sword, I will tell you that using those types of things did not improve my poetry at all.
That's for sure.
Well, thanks.
That's good to know as well. So.
But let there be no question, I am guilty of using performance-enhancing poetic drugs.
I'm just glad that you can admit it and come clean with it. Exactly. Bravo.
I feel clean.
I did drink a lot of sugar before that trampoline championship back 15 years ago. So
I did too as well.
Championship? And I won. I took that thing home.
I bet.
With a combination of sugar and just pure guts.
I do want you to know I'm on a performance-enhancing drug right now. I had 5-hour energy beverage before walking into the studio. So
really?
Yeah.
Oh.
All right. That spoof is done.
The jokes have got to go now.
All right.
We're good.
So what we're going to do is we're going to tell you what we're all about. We do poetry. We want you to call in with your poetry at 303-386-3598. We want a few things from you. We want you to keep it clean, PG-13 or lower. We don't want rated R. We don't want rated X, especially if you use the F-bomb, you're gone. Our board op has been instructed as to what to do when he hears things that are questionable, and we want you to join along. Right now, we've got on the line one woman who has been a fabulous supporter of the World Poetry Open Mic. Please welcome Miss Ellie Lejeune. Ellie, are you on the line? Ellie. And again.
Okay, so I know what to do. We're going to clean. We're going to go ahead. Go ahead and do your sponsors and stuff.
All right.
And I've got this, okay?
All right, we got this. So, I wanted to let you know tonight we are being brought to you by Zing Tea. That's XINGT.com. Check them out. They have all natural tea and juice made with pure cane sugar and 100% vitamin C. Check out at their website or go to our website, KZKORadio.com, and you can click the link from there. Also, the fine gentleman from Essex Motors, you're going to want to check them out. It's Commercial Excess Motors. Contact Mike or Ray. I had the opportunity to meet Ray at a radio function last Saturday. What a nice gentleman he was. Thank you for making things possible. Call them at 303-678-0300. They're located at 131 South Main Street, Longmont, Colorado. Also, we're being brought to you by Paris on the Platte, Tattered Cover Bookstore, Idle Voice Lessons, and USACarpetInc.com.
That's right. Now, as we've been going through all that, we've been giving out all kinds of contact info. If you want to read your poetry online, or if you want to read your poetry on the show, as I should say, give us a call, 303-386-3598. It's 303-386-3598. 3598, or you can send it to us at worldpoetryopenmic.net if you would like to have us read for you instead.
Exactly. So once again, we're going to try and go back to the phone line. Ellie, are you still online with us? Ellie?
Yes.
Ah, welcome to our show. I'm sorry about the phone problems.
That's okay.
Ellie, you're going to share with us again tonight?
Yep, I have a nice little story for you tonight, a two-part poem.
A two-part poem, all right.
The first part is called Butterfly's Lament, Chapter 1.
Okay.
Shall I give it a start then?
Go for it.
Once upon a time, when all the world seemed young and new, two little caterpillars met. They looked into each other's eyes and knew that this was a great love, and that they would always be together, and so, side by side, they made a home and built a life. One day, as they were together, lying on the branch of a tree, she said, "It is time." He replied, "Time for what?" "It's time to stop all this crawling about and build our cocoons." He became very frightened. "I don't want to build a cocoon because it's dark and lonely. It's much safer here crawling with both feet on the ground. It's what I'm used to." But she explained very carefully that this is our destiny. We were created to build the cocoon so we could become who we are meant to be. I thought we would be together on our journey, but he was much too frightened. So she tried to help him. In her courageous efforts to bring him along on the journey, she almost forgot to remember her own destiny. Until one day she saw the most wondrous sight, a great monarch butterfly passing just above, and she remembered. So very sadly she looked upon her mate, and with tears in her eyes softly spoke these words, "I had a beautiful dream that we would grow and become who we were meant to be together. But you have left fear keep you from your destiny. I have tried to help you, but I can't, because we each must hear and heed our own inner call of freedom. So I must leave you, dear one." Spring came and she emerged. Before she took flight, she gazed down on him one last time as he clung in fear with both feet firmly planted on the ground.
Right on. That's part one, right?
That's it. This here's the epiphany of the caterpillar.
Okay.
Firmly planted on the ground, the caterpillar watched as the one he loved emerged and took flight. Left alone with only his fears, he looked around him, and his only companionship were the other caterpillars, as afraid of becoming as he was. His loneliness increased, and so he began to realize that what he missed was the beauty of her spirit. This beginning of awareness of truth blossomed into his epiphany, for the one who is all truth touched the caterpillar's heart. The fear was gone and hope emerged. Meanwhile, the butterfly, who now knew the wonder of freedom and oneness, heard the voice of her eternal beloved telling her to return to the caterpillar, for there she would find her heart's desire. She was reluctant. How could this be? But unable to resist his will for her, she was obedient. Not knowing what she would find, she searched among the caterpillars, and he was nowhere to be found. When suddenly a bright and beautiful butterfly came to her side. "Here I am, my beloved. It is I, and now I understand and see the truth that you tried so hard to tell me. The one who kisses all souls into life would help me lose my fear to fulfill my destiny. His love had brought these two together at last as one, to fly free forevermore."
Nice. Ellie, that was great.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling World Poetry Open Mic.
Oh, thank you, and you have a great night.
Thank you, Ellie. That was wonderful, as always.
All right. I'll talk to you next week.
Talk to you next week, Ellie. Once again, if you want to call in like Ellie did, give us a call, 303-386-3598. We did have a poem submitted through our website last week. However, we missed it because of technical glitches that we're having. So
maybe just personnel glitches that we were having.
It was personnel glitches, too.
Here.
Our social media director was out. She was sick. We didn't get anything handled. However, tonight we're going to rectify that. This is by Miss Amanda Norton. She wanted me to read this. This is entitled Forces of Nature. Nature. Like ocean breath that falls along the shorelines, as the spear moves on its axis, dancing, flitting into thick air, a waltz upon wild wind, mixed colored leaves dance and flutter, flapping, shifting, tectonic plates, rifting tables apart, stone rocks that stand strongly stubborn, changing, spinning, solar system, a force into vast void. Every pulsar that's emitting, twisting, burning, tender, swollen, for each spark ignited, then dampened and cultivated, glowing. Nature into thick air, rifting tables apart, every pulsar that's emitting, glowing. That is what is called a garland cinquain form. And that was beautiful, Amanda. Well done.
Very well done. And thank you again for sending that in to us, Amanda. Now, that's the thing that, you know, some people think we don't necessarily do that. If you feel like you're, maybe it's a little bit too nerve-wracking to call, and we understand, we get it. It's a little bit nerve-wracking to be on the air sometimes.
It's nerve-wracking for me, and I've done this for 25 years.
Exactly.
I've done radio for, 17 years, but I mean, I've done poetry for 25 years, and every time I get in the studio, it's nerve-wracking.
And I think the fact, one of the good signs of being a poet is that you are a little bit nervous having your work read, whether you're reading it or someone else's. In fact, we already received another one we're going to read a little bit later today.
Yes.
Or tonight. But just so you know, worldpoetryopenmic.net, you can send your poetry in there. We will read it on the air for you. Or you can give us a call at 303-386-3598.
And we also got this one sent in anonymously. And this was actually brought to my attention by the person that's doing the executive producing. This is entitled Love. Once again, this is an anonymous poem. Love is eternal. Like a deep blue sea, as we float through life, you and me. Love brings happiness, you will see. As our life grows, we were meant to be. Love is in our eyes, this is the key. It holds no sorrow or pain nor blame, it won't flee. Love sees through darkness bright as can be. It's endless infinity, it's indefinitely. Love ends all pain, our hearts stand clean. Our lives together forever. It's you and me forever.
That was a pretty incredible one, wasn't it?
Yes.
It's kind of cool seeing the different things we have coming in.
I know. And we have another caller, too. Please welcome to the line for the first time, Individuality from New Orleans. Hello?
Uh-huh.
You're on World Poetry Open Mic. Is this Individuality?
Yes.
Hey, welcome aboard.
Thank you.
Hey, you wanted to share a poem?
Huh?
You wanted to share a poem on World Poetry Open Mic?
Yes.
Go ahead and share it.
It rang true from over the mountains. The individuality was poetically delivering a speech. To turn the sand, wave the waters, and run all the birds from the beach. People searching far and wide to find the thoughts that hid in my mind. Trying to steal my inspiration instead of instigating their own creations. Once they heard my spoken word, there was no place for mitigation. The sounds they heard were within my tone, no need for alliteration. I said it right and I said it well. Within my meanings were no estimations. It was not law nor proclamation, but never again would I be underestimated. Individuality was the name, and I never looked for fame, for what was there to truly gain? My metaphors and similes alone kept me sane. With the help of late night talks with the gypsy V. Orleans, who was a master spellcaster who molded this young soul, she informed me of old history that had sadly been forgotten, currently being decimated heritage and a generation that was rotten. 'Twas the generation where I was to grow up, among my peers who misunderstood my wildly colored hair, my defiance, disobedience, and hatred of their traits, being early on styles that only I could begin. My starting something new when my normal was fitting in. Hey, who wants to be normal when you can be a freak? Jocks, cheerleaders, average, and geeks judge by their outer appearance instead of looking underneath. They'll catch me if they can and put me on a table, cut my body open to find the source of my distinction. But I dare you to understand, it's nothing that you can find. God gave me individuality, the disease of the mind.
Yeah! Individuality. I've got to ask you, I heard some phraseology in there. Are you related to Gypsy Via Orleans?
That's my grandmother.
That's your grandmother. Do you know her and I are friends on All Poetry?
Huh?
Did you know that her and I are friends on the All Poetry board?
Yes, she told me.
Uh-huh. Thank you for calling in and sharing with our show. That was beautiful.
That was amazing. Individuality, you are welcome to call back anytime and read on the air. That was just great.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for sharing with us. And that's how it's done, ladies and gentlemen.
Really,
if you
is.
Want to call in, just call in 303-386-3598.
That's 303-386-3598. We've got the phone going on, but in the meantime, we have to take a quick break.
Yeah, our producer's telling us it's a hard break, so we're going to have to go. Once again, you're listening to World Poetry Open Mic on KZKO The Vibe, a progressive broadcast for your modern life.
J. Todd Underhill here for Lulu.com. The premier in self-publication websites. Not only do they empower you to publish your work, but they also aid in editing, marketing, and much, much more. Find out why Lulu.com is where I publish my work. Lulu.com, I'm sure you'll find them every bit as useful as I do. No matter what genre you write, check them out. Lulu.com, that's Lulu.com.
Is it time for a new ride? MSC Sports presents Denver Auto Sales. Whether you have good credit, bad credit, or no credit at all, Denver Auto Sales has what you need. With a vast selection of quality pre-owned vehicles, there is something for everyone. Make sure you mention KZKO to receive $500 off your total purchase price. Denver Auto Sales is conveniently located on North Federal Boulevard in Denver, or visit www.denverautostore.com.
Hey, Macklemore, can we go thrift shopping?
That's how we roll, brother. That's where I buy most of my gimmick stuff. I buy most of my gimmick stuff in thrift shops. So when I go busting tags, man, I'm getting myself a fedora or this hat here.
That's where you get most of your gimmick stuff?
Well, you know, my poetry gimmick. You know?
Oh, okay.
I don't look like this normally. I'm normally that, like sweats and a t-shirt
that,
at home.
That rubber chicken you're carrying around, do you buy that? You bought that there?
You said you'd never tell no one about my rubber
never
chicken.
Never buy a used rubber chicken.
All right. Wow. We have completely lost control on World Poetry Open Mic.
Now, it looks like we have a caller. However, if you want to give us a call and read some poetry tonight, 303-386-3598.
Once again, that's 303-386-3598. And I do want to let you know, if you get a message saying that the voicemail is not set up, don't sweat it. We shut off the voicemail. Just keep trying to call through because you will get through to us, just like Dennis from Michigan has. Dennis, you're on the line.
Yes, I am. Hello.
Oh, how you doing, brother?
I'm doing well.
Did not individuality just bring it?
The individuality was great. I was really impressed.
Yeah, I was stunned.
Absolutely.
And I know you're going to bring it. You do it every week. Dennis, what do you have to share for us?
I have a couple short ones, if that's all right.
That's it.
The first one, the name of it is Enduring Love. It's a Tirzah Rima sonnet. And it goes like this. I ponder on the thought of love divine, how God could love this world and all therein, yet gave free will in love, the choice is mine. I oft rebel and choose the path of sin, yet in his tender, patient, loving way, he calls me back again into his fold. He meets me at my point of need each day, supplies good gifts so freely from his hand, As I give thanks, I bow my head to pray. His care for me, it certainly is grand. He gently leads the way with nudge, not shove, and rescues me from Satan's evil plan. Though I deserve nothing from God above, he shares with me each day his matchless love.
Yeah. Dennis, you know me, I love my sonnets, and I was listening to that going, oh, wow.
Okay, my second poem is titled Gentle Giant, and it's in the form of a rondel. A snowman on a frosty day, a pure delight for young and old. With patient care, his form is rolled, while in the snow, the children play. The tiny hands pack snow like clay, and father shapes his features bold. A snowman on a frosty day, a pure delight for young and old. He comes alive, the legends say, on winter's day when it is cold. The kids dance round and mittens hold and chant the words, come play, to snowman on a frosty day.
Right on, brother.
Dennis, I don't know what to say. It's always so great to hear your poetry every week.
It is, and when you do the foreign poetry, and I know that you use haiku a lot, but I'm just saying the sonnet and the rondel that you just did.
Rondel?
Yeah, just phenomenal.
Well, thank you, and I try to share my best, and I appreciate the opportunity.
I'm telling you, I do not deserve friends as great as you, man. I'm very blessed.
Oh, stop it, Jay. Jay, Dad, stop it.
Dennis, thanks so much, really. You should see him. He's honestly just smiling here. I think everybody calling in and everything. He is. He's just sitting here with this big smile on his face.
I'm stunned. Like a parrot.
Well, it is a pleasure. God bless you all. Hey,
thank you, Dennis.
Thank
Once
you.
Once again, if you want to call in like Dennis did, call 303-386-3598. But we are going to go to our board monkey here, and we're going to do the corrections segment for the evening.
The correction.
Yes. Yeah, I demand corrections because there is a major correction coming.
He always has to be right. I think that's the thing.
No.
Can I tell you?
Are you just now figuring
that
out?
No. I'm developing a strong professional on-the-air dislike for the board monkey and his career.
Oh, I know, right?
Oh. Well, okay. So let me start this off first and foremost. Jeremy, you were right about the Ravens.
Okay.
Bravo. Okay.
Thank you.
I have to agree with that. Begrudgingly, I have to admit to that.
But I will. Okay. So bravo.
Thank you.
And, good luck.
And yeah, we're going to need it this week, I have a feeling.
Yeah. Okay. So, second thing, Abner Doubleday.
Yeah, really? Basketball.
No, he did not.
Damn it.
Okay. and I do apologize. I had it to tell you who it was. Abner Doubleday is often mistakenly credited with inventing baseball.
Oh.
Although he never made. He never made a claim to
yes.
it. There's no evidence to support it either way. Okay,
but I got to say, is there evidence that he didn't?
Well, okay. So here it is. It may have been invented by another gentleman with the exact same name or a similar name.
Okay.
Okay. So I just wanted to let you know. However, Abner Doubleday is definitely most remembered by being part of the Union Army from 1842 to 1873 with a retiring rank of Major General.
So it would be Major General
Doubleday. Doubleday.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. He is buried in Arlington. Okay.
All right.
And I do have more, but we do have a caller.
We have a caller.
I would rather have the callers.
You know what? Right. Let's just do a mystery caller. Just put him on the line.
Oh, no, no. It's Bob from Albuquerque.
Oh, Bob.
Come on.
We know Bob.
Hello.
Hey, welcome to our show. We do poetry here, too.
How's it going, Bob?
It's going great. How are you guys doing?
Doing great. Doing absolutely great. It's a great night so far. It's beautiful here in, well, as beautiful as it can be in Denver.
In January.
In January.
Yeah, okay.
So you're going to share with us?
Yes, I'd like to share a poem. It's called The Mark and the Reading.
The Mark and the Reading, okay.
Okay. I will seek to mark your word, that it might set me free. The Spirit revealed I was heard, your good word had marked me. So I write of his word in my daily seeking. He's spirit strength, he's my gird. Sin, fear, and pride are fleeing. I am free, I'm his boy. From Satan's ruse I see. I need not be soiling sin's toy. Enjoy the Lord had ruined me. It's for the truth I was reading. Surprised I found the gracious flea. I'm convicted, you I'm meeting. You were reading me.
Nice. Thank you, brother.
Yeah, thank you.
Dude, I'm telling you, you are like Dennis. You come call in and just impress me each time, each week.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Excellent.
Hey, Bob, thank you so much. And
you're
really
welcome to call anytime.
Please do.
All right.
Thank you, sir. And once again, if you want to read on the air like you've heard Dennis, you've heard Bob read, Individuality, some of these great readers.
Exactly. You can call in 303-386-3598.
Or you can send the poem in to be read at worldpoetryopenmic.net. Just go to the contact form, paste it in there. We'll get it here on this end.
All right. And once again, you're listening to World Poetry Open Mic on KZKO. And we're going to go back to our correction segment and finish up.
Because he has to be.
No, because the phone is ringing off the hook. Let's go ahead and hold off on the corrections.
We like
we'll get
that,
this
though.
Next call. I like that because this show is about the poetry.
Exactly.
And it's about the sharing of poetic thought, prosaic thought. Throughout the entire world, really. We're broadcasting in 140 countries, including the People's Republic of Boulder. I'm just kidding. Just kidding.
Okay. You know, that's where my mom's pies, strangely enough, I think is actually originates.
Niwot.
Well, they it's okay, Niwot, but you know, they said something about Boulder too.
Okay.
By the way, don't look up mymomspies.com.
Go to mmpies.
mmpies.com.
Mymomspies.com is something completely different.
Yeah.
You don't want to go there. All right. So, now that we've got the caller queued up, please welcome to the line. He is from Denver, Colorado. Please welcome Kiefer.
Hi.
Hey.
What's going on, man?
Not much. What's going on with you, brother?
Not a whole lot. So, do you guys want me to just start going in on the poetry now?
Yeah, just go ahead and read whatever you're going to read with us.
Got it. So this is called One Note on the Musical Scale. The notes roll across the plains, snaking through the trees, fighting their way through cities, mountains, and valleys, through rallies of contorted faces and lies wrapped in expensive suits. They are echoed off the sickly, yellow-skinned addicts, the lost and wandering, those who have no purpose but to live each day as if it were new, and snuff it out as if it were a stale smoke. Rebounding off the lost, the hopeless, those who smoke their cigarettes contemplating the end and waiting for the beginning of what they don't even know. Passing the delusional, the unstable, wrapped around the imagined reality, mimicking the voices, adding the soft sound of tears coupled with the jagged touch of hysterical laughter. The final addition to it all, the piece that we hear first are the high-priced ads for expensive distractions, coupled with thousands of voices repeating the same dreary news day in and day out. This is the music of society, the hymn of civilization. The notes roll across the plains, snaking through the trees, ending in one long, prolonged scream.
Brother, that was good.
That was written in May of last year.
Beautiful. And you know, I've heard you read live, and I've heard you read now a couple times on our show. And my first evaluation of the way you read, I think, is most accurate when I say you sound like a cross between Hunter S. Thompson and Iggy Pop. I'm just saying.
Hey, thank you.
That is a compliment.
Both
actually,
are,
that's really
both are very skilled people.
That's awesome. Thank you.
All right. Well, once again, you're listening to World Poetry Open Mic on KZKO The Vibe. We're being told we're hitting another heartbreak.
That's right.
I do want to thank this station's general underwriters, which happens to be Denver Auto Sales. Contact Gonzalo at 303-430-1333 if you need a new ride. They're located at 6570 North Federal. And check them out at DenverAutoStore.com. And, of course, at the beach with 31 tanning locations here. So, and we also want to thank our sponsors and say that Tattered Cover, Paris on a Plat, My Poetic Home for 25 years.
That's right.
And, of course, IdleVoiceLessons.com. Check them out if you want to be on any of the competitive singing shows.
Absolutely. It's made for that. Now, if you do want to read on the air, the number's 303-386-3598. The phone is kind of ringing off the hook, so if you call and you're not able to get through and you just get a weird kind of message, don't worry. Just try back.
Just keep calling back.
We have too many people on the line. Or you can send it to us at worldpoetryopenmic.net in the contact form. We'll read it for you.
And we do want you to keep calling back because, you know, that's how we stay on the air. If our bosses will not fire us as long as that phone keeps ringing.
That's exactly what we want.
So, and before we go to break, I do want to say, not to sound like Art Bell or anything, when you call in and you get through, turn your radio down because there has been an echo on a couple of phone lines. Right. There is a slight delay. I don't want your performance thrown off by that.
Right, and it's easy to forget that. I mean, I've done that too.
So. I do that all the time, right. Actually, at home when I'm calling the sports talk shows.
Do you?
I don't talk sports very often, but yeah.
All right, now we're going to go to a break.
We are going to go to the break. You're listening to Jammin' KZKO, The Vibe, a progressive broadcast for your modern life.
Let me take a moment and tell you about Denver's secret for poetic nightlife. Paris on the Plat. More than a European cafe, more than your typical wine bar. It's a place where people and artists connect with one another for moments to enjoy life and be creative. It's a place where you can feed your spirit as well as your hunger. Paris on the Plat, 1553 Platt Street, Denver. Come on down and find out why they've been my poetic home for over 25 years. J. Todd Underhill here for Tattered Cover Bookstores. And I'm wanting to let you know that when you need to find something to read, there's only one place to go in Denver, and that's Tattered Cover. However, they do have three locations to serve you in the Denver metro area, and one for the world on the web at tatteredcover.com. More than just a bookstore, it's a way of life. Go ahead and check them out and see why I frequent them for all my reading needs. Tattered Cover, bringing books and people together for over 40 years.
You're listening to Silky Smooth Sounds of World Poetry Open Mic on KZKO The Vibe. Dang, brother, you know what brings out the best in me. I don't think I want to do poetry anymore. I think I want to go home and grab my Hobbit and light a fire. Anyway, we won't go to that. That's another poem that will not be written. All right, so now we've got more poetry on the line. Please welcome from Washington, Nick Bowen. Nick, welcome aboard.
Well, hi there.
Hey, you wanted to share some poetry on World Poetry Open Mic?
It's kind of an anti-poem, I guess.
An anti-poem. I'm interested. Go ahead and you're on the air. Go ahead and share with us.
Okay. Should I just launch right into it then?
Go for it.
Okay. I'll give you a little background real quick. Its title is A Poem to the Poet, and it was written kind of frustratedly in response to my own inability to write poetry. It begins, in learning how like a sponge, in giving how like a cipher, you are the fabled prodigal upon whose back the world rests in self-imposed and glorified agony. Who told you that you were special? Probably your mother. And that's it.
Dude, I gotta say, for an anti-poem and something that doesn't rhyme, that still is a very quality piece of spoken word art.
Oh, thank you.
And that's what we're about here at World Poetry Open Mic, is we are about the world, spoken word art.
Okay. I appreciate your commentary.
Thank you, Nick, and thank you for sharing with us. If you want to call in like Nick did, go ahead and give us a call at 303-386-3598 and share your poetry. Should we do this one?
Absolutely. Okay.
Well, this one.
And you know what? Actually, they're planning on it a little bit later in the show. But
a little
we
bit
can,
later? All right.
Yeah. Yeah. We just told them. We have something special that's coming up. We actually have someone who apparently, well, you know a little bit more about this than I do.
I do. Basically, it's someone who is writing at 1 year older than when I started writing poetry. They're getting a certain amount of acclaim. I'm not going to steal the thunder from this piece. So we're just going to tease a little bit. Someone, a friend of the show's, sent in snail mail, not even email, a poem that their daughter wrote at 17, and it's getting some acclaim, and we're going to cover that in a little bit, all right?
That sounds absolutely excellent. We're going to be doing that after the last break, right?
After the last break.
Exactly.
Yeah. So let me go ahead and go to the phone line. We've got a regular caller. Please welcome to the line, Amanda.
Hey, guys.
Amanda, welcome aboard.
How are you?
Oh, you know. If I was any better, I'd be sinning.
I think we just leave it as, oh, you know.
All right. I'd like to read one that I just found called I Am Not I by Juan Ramon Jimenez.
Juan Ramon Jimenez? Go for it.
I am not I. I am this one. Walking beside me, whom I do not see, whom at times I manage to visit, and at other times I forget. The one who remains silent when I talk, the one who forgives sweet when I hate, the one who takes a walk when I am indoors, the one who will remain standing when I die.
Nice!
Isn't that cool?
That is cool.
That's a very
you
cool one,
you keep finding
yes.
the best cover pieces? I mean, far better than, you know, the Shel Silverstein I do or something like that, but dang.
Now, where did you find that one, Amanda?
I have this lovely A Poem A Day book, and it has a sampling from several different poets, obviously, and found it, and it spoke to me. So
That's very,
that's
very
awesome.
Cool.
You know, my mother once bought me A Poem A Day toilet paper. I was done in about 2 days. I'm just saying. Anyway.
What?
I was being funny. That's all. It's that performance enhancing drug.
Yeah. Let's blame it on that.
All right.
Pardon
you
the
guys
pull.
Have a good
he
night.
His headphones out.
Thank you. Can you take a few more of those performance enhancing
I'm
drugs?
I'm telling you, man, I'm spazzing out. My nerves feel like they're vibrating and gotta love those poetic performance enhancing drugs. More peas for you, my friend. And once again, I'm your prosaic pundit, proliferating poetics. And if you want to call in, go ahead and give us a call, 303-386-3598. If you want to share like Kiefer or like Amanda or like any other the stunning poets that we've had tonight, go ahead and give us a call.
303-386-3598. That's 303-386-3598. Or you can send us something to read on worldpoetryopenmic.net in the contact form.
And, of course, our social media representative is fast at work, working her fingers off. I'm looking for a poem to read real quick.
I do have more corrections.
Oh, we do need to finish that, too.
Yeah. So, okay. So, while we're in the middle.
Nice.
So, this Captain Kirk that you mentioned.
Who's he?
Who's better than Picard? Yes, I remember.
I am not even going into that discussion. That's a totally different thing. That's an opinionated thing.
I have proof. I have proof. I have 99 facts. I replied to someone on our Facebook page with it.
Already?
Yeah.
Last week.
Jeez. Okay, so Captain Kirk was not born in Hawaii.
No?
He was actually, or will be, born in Riverside, Iowa in the year 2233.
2233. That would make him negative. Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, a whole bunch. Basically, his birthday is actually a combination of William Shatner, who portrayed Captain Kirk in the regular TV show and the movies, except for the recent one.
I do have to say William Shatner is a great spoken word artist, too.
Absolutely. And his birthday is on March 22nd. So they combine the two. So it's March 22nd, 2233. Yeah.
That's
so
good.
So there's that. Also, the Titania was an Imperial I-class Star Destroyer, which served under Moff Kintore Sarnay in the Battle of Kothol.
I'm going to throw up right now.
Kothol, sorry. During the battle, the Titania suffered massive damage in an all-out assault by the Bothan commander, Kirk's Malia. Despite this damage, however, the guns aboard the ship continued to fire, even as other ship systems failed.
That's what the government wants you to think.
That's right.
Exactly. Everybody knows that the Bothan commander actually was a part of the medicine fleet Intrepid.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
We'll see.
All right.
Yeah. So that was all my corrections for
the week. Well, okay. Well, first of all, I take issue. One day I'm just going to correct you.
Good luck.
It's going to happen.
Good luck.
You're not always right. And just because you know how to use Google and we don't rule us out.
Just because I know how to use my research tools.
There you go.
Okay.
And there goes the phone. Once again, if you're going to want to call in with your poetry, 303-386-3598, just like the phone is ringing now. If you get a message saying that the voicemail has been shut off, don't worry. Wait till the caller drops off. Give us a call back. We want to hear your poetry. We think that you need to share your poetry with us. Once again, that number is 303-386-3598.
That's 303-386-3598. And also, you can send it to us on worldpoetryopenmic.net on the contact form. You can send in the poetry there, and we will read it for you on the air.
And of course, you're going to want to check us out on social media. We're on Twitter and Facebook, World Poetry Open on Twitter, and then World Poetry Open Mic on Facebook.
On Facebook, yeah, that's true.
And then, of course, you can check us out on World. If you just want to send general emails, worldpoetryopenmic@gmail.com. You can friend me or Michael. Michael Amade is on Facebook, and J. Todd Underhill both are on Facebook. We are approachable, stalkable.
We're not stockable.
I'm stockable.
This is out of stock.
Are you kidding a body like this? I am built for comfort, not for speed.
I'm going to tell your wife you said that.
Ah, please welcome to the line. She is the one, the only Gypsy Via Orleans. Welcome.
Oh, hello. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm fine. My granddaughter told me she got through.
Oh, she did, and she rocked the house, I got to say.
Oh, and she just turned 14 on the 13th of this month.
Wait, that was by a 14-year-old?
She was turned 14 on the 13th of this month.
Heck yes. I started writing when I was 16, and I had no clue that I was going to be doing this show when I did that. I really challenge her to embrace her dream as a poet, because you never know what's going to happen.
I do. She makes me so proud. Her talent far outweighs mine.
Oh, I don't know. You're pretty talented, too. Are you going to share with us tonight, Gypsy?
I'm trying to get on there.
You're on the line now, so what do you want to share?
I have a piece called The Mic Calls Me.
All right, go for it.
Go for it?
You're on the air.
Okay. All righty, so run it.
Go for it.
I didn't grab this mic for gain or fame. I felt a jab and stab of it called my name. When I'm done, you off stage will do the same. Call me a maid or just fade like a hella good fella, huh? I'm already made. So glide with my vibe because I hit a new stride. I ain't trying to hide. Fluent flows come from my muse's soul. And that master caster broke the mold. Tomes of bygone bards are good. Living legends speak straight from the hood. Even silent, I could spit a line. Discombobulated a French quarter mind. Translated his act with American signs. Gifted with heritage and history, my ancestors. Of slaves and the Cherokee, demand I speak the words you seek. Hear the steady thump thump of this mic stethoscope, that's the heady heat of a bond servant's hope. Been spitting since I was 3 times 6, underestimated because I'm a chick. Decimated many a swinging duck stick. Subliminally sent them similes, dropped some birds, left them stirred. Knocked on the door of a metaphor, migrated to alliteration. And those two teetotally tripping think this tiny tightness is slipping. No, not so. I told my tale so poetically, I tipped the scales phonetically. This thought ain't no mystery to me. I honed my skills at mama's knee, because I knew the mic would call to me. Now say my name, say Gypsy. Thank you.
Nice. Gypsy, I got to say, I was looking frantically. I can't find it here. In this book, But I actually have a poem called A Visit with the Gypsy. It's a fantasy thing about coming to New Orleans because it's actually a long-term dream of mine to get to New Orleans. But if I ever end up in New Orleans, you and I have to hook up and go to the Yellow Moon and do some poetry there.
Yes, yes, we do. And my granddaughter and I, we actually sat down, the piece that she read tonight, we sat down, we wrote a list of words, and we each said, I'm going to write a piece using all these words, you write a piece using all these words, and see what we come up with.
That is, you guys rock it. I've got to say, you bring a new flavor to our show that we hadn't seen before.
Okay, now thank you so much.
Hey, if I ever get down New Orleans way, man, we're going to have some absinthe and sit at the Yellow Moon and do some fun.
Okay. Hey,
Gypsy, that was so great. Thank you so much.
And thank you so much.
All thank right. you.
Now we're coming
all
up.
All righty.
Thanks again. We're coming up again at a hard break. Give us a call, 303-386-3598. We got a ton of stuff to do after we come back from
the
break.
We do. I mean, and our announcement about doing live shows, but we're not gonna do that now.
Yeah, we've got multiple people who've sent in. We've got a special poem to read. We've got a haiku. We've got all kinds of stuff. So stay with us.
The last 15 minutes are going to go fast and furious. You're listening to KZKO The Vibe, a progressive broadcast for your modern life.
Come to the beach and get your tan on. With over 31 locations in the Denver metro area, At the Beach is sure to put some color back in your life. For more information, visit their website at www.atbtanning.com. Also log on to www.kzkoradio.com to join the Vibe Club today for your chance to win a $30 gift card. At the beach, it's tanning time, baby.
Zing Tea is an all-natural premium green tea made with pure cane sugar and honey. Tea on the go has never been so easy. Zing Tea offers 14 different flavors that you can enjoy hot or cold. Also available in new big gallons. Check out kzkoradio.com for the link today.
Are you looking for a new piercing or tattoo? Phantom 8 Tattoo and Piercing is the place. Come in and check out their artist work and schedule your appointment today. Don't forget to mention KZKO to receive an hour off your session. Phantom 8 Tattoos and Piercing, conveniently located on South Broadway in Englewood, or visit phantom8.com.
Kidding me? Where did you find that?
It's in my collection, oddly enough.
What dusty part of the station did you pull that out of?
The back folds of the, now that's what I call music, volume one.
Way to barf on the microphone,
yeah,
my friend.
Wasn't that good?
That was beautiful. All right. So, once again, you've got World Poetry Open Mic. I am J. Todd Underhill. We've got Mike Lomity in the studio.
Hey, how's it going?
And we've got JT the Board Op, who you were hearing with the Bop. And Hanson Boys.
I'm kind of shaking my head here.
I know. I'm kind of like stunned.
You know, I saw them play, though, last year. My brother, who's a musician, performed with a group that was opening for Hanson.
How were they?
You know, believe it or not, they were actually very, very good. And, I mean, they're older now. They're actually a band who's just been at it for a really long time. And
right.
They're really pro.
Now, just so you know, do you realize what kind of bumper music I've been playing?
Like bubblegum pop?
Yeah, no. Ooh. Earworms.
Oh, no, none of it's gotten stuck yet.
Oh, right.
Oh, you just
wait till I'm driving home.
You just
right.
wait.
Exactly. They'll be stuck in there somewhere.
You know, of all the ones that you've played, the Backstreet Boys are going to be the worst. Thank you. All right, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to do a piece by a local Colorado poet. This was sent in via snail mail by the poet's mother. She's getting some acclaim for her poem. It's been accepted to be published in Creative Communication. Basically, they work with promoting writing for over 19 years, and I actually got sent a photocopy of the acceptance letter, and on it is handwritten by Michael Ann's mom, telling me that she's 17 years old, her big 18 is coming this April, has been writing poetry since she was 7 years old, so she started far younger than I am. Her passion is for books and writing. She started very early, and if you could describe her in 3 words, loving, compassionate, and meticulous. I like that word, meticulous. And she's very strong-minded, but her heart is always trying to reach out to those in need. She's a wonderful person and funny and smart. And best of all, she is her mother's best friend. And with that being said by her mom, I want to share this with you because I was actually reading it. And I'm like, wow, no wonder it's being published. It's a brevity poem, but this is entitled What is Love? Yesterday, I woke up with a hole in my heart. Today, I opened my eyes and saw through the dark. Yesterday, I had every reason to cry. Today, I'm sitting here and wondering why. Yesterday, I didn't know what love meant. Today, I'd say it's heaven sent. Right?
That's just a tremendous poem.
I wish I wrote like that at 17.
I know, me too.
I was like the dark kid sitting in the corner writing Black Sabbath lyrics at that point. I'm being honest.
That was very, very good. What was the name of the poet again?
It's Michaela Ann, and she is 17 years old and just phenomenal.
That's absolutely, absolutely incredible. Thank you so much for sending that to us.
And you know what? Here at World Poetry Open Mic, we want to share in your accomplishments. If you get published, let us know on worldpoetryopenmic.net.
Absolutely.
If you hear of a contest that's going on where you can be published, share with other poets there too.
Absolutely.
That's what we're all about here at World Poetry Open Mic. We are here to hear poetry, and we're going to welcome again on the line Bob from New Mexico.
Hello.
Hey, Bob, welcome.
Yeah, thank you. I'm back again.
You're welcome back again.
Okay. I thought I'd read a short one if I could.
Of course you can.
Okay. This is called Breeze. It's a tanka, a form poem, and it goes like this. Hear the wailing wind seem to mimic my desire. I ache for your love, for the very touch of you, I, the breeze, unrequited.
Nice. I like that.
Yeah, a little different from what I normally do.
It is. I've got to say, it's a different flavor from me, and it came from a different angle. And actually, I'm kind of digesting it going, wow, I like
that.
Yeah,
you got to stretch yourself out a little bit, go beyond your comfort zone.
I do, too. I actually tried that earlier this year. I went out way outside my comfort zone and wrote what they call erotic poetry, but I can't share it here, so... And there you go. That's way outside my comfort zone.
Wow. It's strange that was outside your comfort zone.
I know.
Yeah, you got to grow. You got to grow. You got to get outside of yourself and see what other things are out there you can do, and I find I can do a lot of different things.
Absolutely.
Really cool. Exactly.
No, that's very true.
And if you ask my wife, for 18 years, I've been doing nothing but growing.
Okay.
Anyway.
Okay.
And once again, you're listening to World Poetry Open Mic. If you want to call in like Bob did, give us a call at 303-386-3598. And we've got a haiku.
We do.
From
the haiku master named, otherwise known as JT, the board monkey. All right. So there's one here. I think this is just excellent. It made me laugh when I saw it. Here we go. Eggs, yellow and white, folded with goods from the fridge, you Frenchy breakfast.
That is not the ending I expected.
I'm laughing. I mean, this is where radio sometimes doesn't translate. The look on J-Town Real's face was absolutely incredible.
I thought it was going to be an omelet made, and you just swerved me.
That would have been a good one, though, huh?
Yeah.
An omelet made.
Or that omelet is made, but that's what I was expecting as the ending, and you swerved me.
It just kind of flipped it around there.
There you go. And we've got another poem that has been sent in.
Okay, give me 1 second to pull it up here.
All right. And if you want to call in with the last poem of the night, go ahead and give us a call, 303-386-3598. You can be our last caller as they call in wrestling the main event.
Really?
The main event.
We're going to go there, huh?
Don't miss it.
Jeez.
So, all right.
Okay.
We've got the poem pulled up.
Okay.
This is called Poem Thoughts. How can we help you?
That's not the name of the poem. Oh. That's just a commentary. It's from Miranda Bova here, looking at it.
You copied and pasted that, didn't you?
No, actually, this is how it comes in. We're looking directly at the email right now.
Okay.
Get ready.
This is by whom?
Miranda Bova.
All right, Miranda Bova wrote this. When you're in your darkest hour, I'll be there to knock you, Father. I'll make you believe I care. It'll get
so bad you'll always need me there. You'll say you hate me and try to leave, but you'll come back as quick as you breathe. You don't know it, but I've trapped you. You want to tell someone, but you won't know who. I've made you think that no one wants you around. You turn to me unaware that I'm only going to knock you down. Your friends try to help, but I scare them away. They see what you don't, so you don't understand the hurtful words they say. All this pain brings you closer to me. You're too far in, now you'll never see. You'll never go back to that to the girl you were before, because I've locked her away and took the key to the door. I've made you believe that you weren't pretty before we met you. You met me. You thought you'd be strong enough to resist. You don't understand the power of an ED. All right. You know, reading from sight, that was the first time I actually laid eyes on that poem. That wasn't so bad.
No, you know what? I think that's actually a very, very powerful piece.
Yes.
And, you know, I think we'd like to, and seeing, sometimes we see the things for the first time, and it's kind of hard to get through. So it'd be great sometime to give another crack at that one.
That would. Too. We should say that one. I should practice it up a little bit.
Yeah, we'll save it.
And that's why you shouldn't be scared to call it. I mean, I stumbled my way through that, but we got it. And...
It's true. It's true.
If this is your first time performing, give us a call, 303-386-3598.
Absolutely. It's 303-386-3598. We only have a couple more minutes. I'm going to share very quickly. I try to do a kind of a children's form book every week. This is a really fast one, so it'll fit.
All right.
But this one's called When the Dark Knight Comes. And I don't mean the Dark Knight is in Christian Bale. I just mean doing the...
Can you do it in that voice, though?
I'm not doing it in this voice.
Darn it.
This actually was inspired by, I've been learning a lot from a friend of mine who was involved in Southern Sudan and some of the stuff that's been going on there. So, short, here we go. When the dark night comes, do not be afraid. For the scary things in the world are but afraid of themselves and are frightened of such a warrior as you. You might not remember it, but you were brought here to save the world, to make it better. Yes, you. Everything that scares you is there to test you, to make you remember who you are. When the dark night comes, don't be afraid, for the scary things in the world are but afraid of themselves and are frightened of such a warrior as you.
Beautiful.
So that's this week's installment.
That is good. That is really good.
With no music behind it this time.
That's all right. I do have to say, though, for the scary things in the world are but afraid of themselves was the line that caught my ear the most, and I think we should use that to sign off with. Just know, if you're out there and something's making you scared, what's making you scared is more scared of itself than it is of you.
It's true.
All right. You've been listening to World Poetry Open Mic. I want to thank our sponsors, Zing Tea. I want to thank Essex Motors. I want to thank At the Beach. And, of course, our personal sponsors, Paris on the Platte,
Idle Voice Listens, USA Carpet, who at usacarpet.inc, if you mention World Poetry Open Mic, is giving a massive discount.
Of course. And, of course, Tattered Cover.
Absolutely.
Thank you guys for making this possible. Thank you to the MSE Radio Network and the fine people at KZKO for making this all possible. We have a home for poetry.
Thank you to Mary Cohn. Thank you to our host, J. Todd Underhill, to the board op, JT.
Our social media representative, Allie.
That's right. And really, just so thankful for everybody here. Please give us a call next week. We really enjoy hearing from you. It's kind of becoming like a family that's building up here.
Exactly.
We look forward to hearing from you every week.
And I'd like to say goodnight, Robert Mortland, wherever you are. You've been listening to KCKO, a progressive broadcast for your modern life.
Yeah, Renaissance, this that grown, this that sexy, that over 21 right here, come on.